Sponsored by vivagreen-greensax.com, compostable bags for home and garden.
103.2 Dublin City FM, Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Dublin City FM at Bloom Fringe, Harris Court Townhouse Centre, in the centre of Dublin City. Good afternoon. Everybody here, I know it's not afternoon, but the radio show goes out then. We're with Peter Donegan. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Brian. How are you?
Wonderful. This afternoon thing's really killing me, but I'll get the mornings right first.
It'll be okay once we pass 12 o'clock, Brian. Good evening to the lady in the red jacket downstairs on the main floor. Your shade's on. You can take them off now. You're inside. Oh, there's two ladies with red jackets. There's one just walking up the stairs there. Good evening. Hello. How are you? God, this is really odd. I feel like I'm at an electric picnic, and in a sense we are. We are at the electric picnic shopping version across with horticulture. Good evening. Hello. Good morning. How are you? Across the way, over in the, the pepper pot? It is indeed. In my company today, however, and to horticultural and bloom fringe matters, I guess we have two very lovely ladies. We have Maureen. Good morning, Maureen. Good afternoon. And we also have Mary. Mary, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Mary, would you like to, first of all, explain, Maureen, I'll get to you in a minute, obviously, but would you like to explain to people, I guess, what your job title is or what you do, you might say, for a living?
Well, I manage the Paris Court Townhouse Centre, which is a beautiful centre, and it's so great to be involved in. We're delighted to be part of the Bloom Fringe today. But I look back and you look at Paris Court, and Paris Court is like one big conservatory, because you have the beautiful light, the windows coming in. So when you come into the centre, you feel just an oasis of tranquility. It is not the usual shopping centre.
No, it's not indeed. And in my brief research that I did, in brackets Google, when I was looking at what was the Powers Court townhouse building before it became a shopping centre, could you tell people at home listening to this and the wonderful people here today a little bit of its history?
Yes, the house itself, the house faces onto South William Street. The house was built in 1760 by the third Viscount Wingfield, who had his estate in County Wicklow. So he travelled to Versailles and spent 2 years there and learned an awful lot about buildings and fashion. And he decided then, I'm going to build the finest townhouse in Dublin. So they owned the land here in South William Street, and he built the house. It took about 2 years to build, costing £8,000. So if you're looking over a Pygmalion restaurant, there were formal gardens. So they looked out from their windows, say from Article, the interior shop there. That was Laura Parscourt's office. So he looked out on his gardens. So we're still, we're carrying on that tradition. He called it a house of style, and that's what we say in Parscourt. This is the house of style. It was back in 1870, and now in 2015, it is still that house of style.
Wow, indeed, and there is the ultimate compliment. Your website noted that it was renowned for its parties. What kind of, don't get me wrong, number one, if you, again, and I said this on our chat with Marion and Esther, if you've never been in the Powers Court Townhouse Centre, walk straight into the centre by Pygmalion. That's Pygmalion, for those of you outside of Ireland. Go straight up to the top floor by Pizzazz, the hairdressers, and over to your right, over towards Counterculture, who are providing us with coffees and teas this afternoon. And just take a look down at the wee little veranda, you might call it, that sits above the ground floor coffee shop and restaurant downstairs. I can't even dream of what a party must have been like here back in the day on a glorious sunshiny day in Dublin City Centre.
Well, back to the 1760, when Richard Wingfield built the house, it was a house for parties, because he spent 6 months of the year, he was a member of Parliament. So it was the ladies dressed in the finest of clothes. You can see them tripping down the stairs from the Town Bride, that lovely, beautiful staircase going out onto South William Street. We had a ballroom here upstairs, where in Knightsbridge, at the bridal shop, that was the ballroom. Dances started at about 7 in the evening. So this was just one big party house for 6 months. So today is still the party house because there are lots of parties here in the evenings. There is two, actually, there's one tonight and tomorrow night with Pygmalion. And but they're all different types tonight. Different types of parties. We can have functions, Christmas parties, fashion shows, book launches. So lots of things happen here.
And you're wondering why am I letting Mary away with this? Well, Mary very kindly invited, I should apologise, the Sideshow into her party house, which is this fantastic location. And the rules say that she is allowed to pimp and, of course, promote on Sideshow.com or Sideshow. And with Bloom Fringe, I should add, the finest shopping centre in Dublin city centre. Mary, can I just ask you one more question? You did note that one was able to go up to the top to the office and overlook the land. So where we are in Dublin city centre now, where Paris Court Town House Shopping Centre is, we would have originally had green, I guess, around the area and none of the buildings that we see today.
That's right. There is, which is not open to the public, it's when you look straight up, you'll see the house still goes over the glass ceiling there.
Yes, I do.
And there was a little observatory. Now it is kind of, could make actually a beautiful studio, but it is a storeroom. But you could go up and there was a lovely round window and you observed, he could go up there and just look at, right over at Dublin, look at us from his big house.
Okay, so we'll try and get a photograph or even Luke Donegan, I should add, no relation, hashtag, might be able to do that for us. So where we are sitting and where we are recording today is directly outside Connection, which is, I don't know much about shopping, Mary, my apologies.
French Connection.
Thank you very much. And Mary was pointing straight directly up on the staircase facing opposite, up towards the wall, and that's where that little moment in time was. So in radio land, that can get a little bit different. We'll change across if we can, and I'll go to Maureen. Good morning. Good afternoon, Maureen. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Curiosity killed the cat. We had a brief chat in the last show, briefly from very far away, but your shop is, for those who don't know...
Well, it's called the Bonsai Shop, and bonsai is just the art of miniaturising trees. It's not a particular type of tree which people think of. You could actually bonsai any tree, and we've got lovely chestnuts and maples and a hornbeam here and azaleas. So any tree can be made miniature, and it's just an exact replica of the large tree, but only very, very tiny flowers and fruits, and it's exactly the same as a normal tree would do.
Okay, first question for you. How long are you in business? How long has the shop been in Powers Court Townhouse Centre?
We've been here over 30 years.
Wow.
We've changed position in the centre at various times with different shops, but we have always been in this really beautiful, unique and very, very lovely centre.
Have you a website, or is it a case of head to the Powers Court Townhouse website?
We have, and we also have the Powers Court one as well, but it's the Bonsai Shop at Powers Court.
Okay, random pop quiz round for you, Maureen. The most expensive bonsai you have ever sold in your lifetime?
Well, the oldest one that I have sold was around €500. It was a maple. A red, beautiful Japanese red maple, about 30 years old. They are quite expensive ones because they would be Japanese trees that would be imported in. But I have we have a lot of very lovely Irish ones as well, which we sell around €300 and €400 as well.
And let's say I went in with my pocket money, my fictitious pocket money, that is, that I don't receive, and I decided I wanted to buy my cousin, sister, brother one, and I was unsure whether they would appreciate it because I am a horticultural purist, you might say, in a sense. How much would I get something for 10, 20, 30 quid?
Probably the cheapest bonsai that we would have would be the younger they are, the less expensive they are. Obviously, the older they are, they would be more expensive because of the years of care that they've had. But the you could bet lovely little ones around 4 years, 5 years old for about €15, €18. So you could start around there, but they're not strictly bonsai until they're about 3 or 4 years old, because you're turning an ordinary tree into a bonsai.
Even though they may look like bonsai, they may not be strictly bonsai.
You're still working. They need a bit of work for the first few years in particular to turn them into bonsai, trimming the roots, trimming the top, wiring them into shape. So you turn an ordinary tree, it's not a genetic thing at all, it's purely to do with turning an ordinary tree into a bonsai tree.
Okay, the easiest way to ask this question is really, really simple. I used to grow plants under my bed when I was five. That's Sideshow Bingo and Katrina Redmond, our executive producer's land, and I'm only short of mentioning my grifter, which is another conversation for another day. You woke up when you were 5 years of age and said, "Mommy, I want to grow things that are really small and petite, and I want to own a shop right there in the heart of Dublin City Centre and PTC." That was it?
No, I actually, my brother-in-law worked in the Japanese gardens, and I went to visit there one day and was really impressed by the whole Japanese thing and bonsais themselves, and was completely inspired. I had been working in social work, but decided to take care of bonsais instead for a less stressful. Bonsai is also a hobby, as well as just taking care of a tree. You can actually grow them yourself too, and there's a whole technique. You can buy books and tools and stuff, and actually grow bonsai yourself as well. So it's not just a minding, it's also an actual creating. So you're creating, you can create bonsais as well.
And of course, what Maureen meant to say there was, don't grow them yourself, just come straight into her shop and buy them. Yeah. howtopromoteyourself.com by Maureen from the Bonsai Shop at Perriscourt Townhouse Centre. Maureen, again, there's a little bit of a hold on a second. Brian, do we have a song maybe that we could play in around about this moment of time? I'm just going to get a wee little cuppa and we'll come back to you just after this.
I was inspired by something Mary said, so Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. Sideshow Live 103.2 Dublin City FM at Perriscourt Townhouse Centre in Central Dublin. Hello to the little chap who was at the top of the stairs waving at us a second ago. He doesn't want to go, but he's now left the building. We're back and we're live with Peter Donegan. Something just happened while we were away on that song. Can you tell us about it, Peter? What happened?
Well, it was a little bit funny. There was a gentleman came running around the couple of tiers of the shopping centre with a bonsai plant as we were talking to Maury. And I'm unsure what happened. It seems whilst we were on air, a sale was made. Is that correct, Maureen?
Yes, that's right. I just didn't have the price or the type of tree written on it, so he was desperate to get it. So he came around up here to the stage and...
he in short interrupted us, which is why we cut the song of the week, which is how we were able to get the price, which is how we've ended up with this funny little story. Maureen, just bring me back a little bit here if you can. You mentioned in the first part of the show, we're now in part two, but this whole thing of people who decide they want to get into gardening because it's in a sense quite therapeutic, it's quite relaxing, it's good for the heart, it's good for the soul, as Marion and Esther of Bloom Fringe would have said. You'd made a giant leap. What was the point between bonsai as a hobby and bonsai is now a business?
Well, there was no one selling bonsai apart from the odd one in the Japanese gardens in Kildare. There was absolutely, when I set up 30 years ago, no one knew what bonsai was about. I pretty much, without sounding big-headed, but I pretty much introduced bonsai to the Dublin people. I spent the time explaining what they were about, and just an enormous love and interest in them occurred over the years as I was here. I started very, very small, with a small little stand, and I developed into a much larger shop over the years.
Do you remember the very first plant that you sold? And just before you answer that, I do remember the very first garden that I did. I could describe it to you, the knock on the door, the meeting, the whole lot, under my own name, at 24, going 25 years of age. Yours was what?
They were quite young and they weren't terribly well developed. They when I look back on the time on it, but they were really very attractive ones. Probably about 6 and 7 years old. I did import some at the time and got some from the Japanese gardens, but I was growing them myself for about 3 years, 4 years before I actually started in business.
And just to put in context, the art of bonsai, I mean, this isn't like you're sweeping a pass or you're cutting a hedge. The happiest lady over at the pepper pot is smiling at me all morning for no apparent reason. And it's mildly distracting, I should say. It's much better than looking at Brian Green, I should also add. But you know, there's that little bit of a point where you turn around and you have to pay, I guess, essentially rates and taxes and all of those kind of things that go with the business. Does it take away from the hobby bit, and also within that, you know, it's that thing of bonsai being so slow and caring, and I'm I guess my head is a little bit toyed between what is essentially business and what is a love.
Yeah. Well, for me, for a certain period of time, I was spending a lot of time in the shop. And I was getting frustrated because I was just selling them and talking about them instead of spending much more time growing them. So I've actually cut back on that, and I'm much less often in the shop, and I'm growing them much more now. And as you get older, you prefer the quieter and the less stressful atmosphere. And it's so relaxing, it's so enjoyable that it's one of the most pleasant ways of spending your time.
Okay, there's no better way to say this, but listen, the easiest thing to do, hit Dublin City Centre, ask any gentleman, random stranger, walk into your local shop and just say, hey, point me towards the Powers Court Townhouse Shopping Centre, walk straight into the middle of that and ask one of the lovely, I won't call them security guards, but gentlemen in suits with wee little earpieces, look like they're here to protect the president or something like that, and ask them, can they direct you to the bonsai shop? Mary, we're back to the association with Bloom Fringe, and one of the photographs that I guess is quite synonymous in my head, in my heart, that I saw from year one, bearing in mind we're only in year two now, is the front steps leading up to a kind of a place where you'd almost get married. It's that enchanted, it's the story of the house that you told us from earlier on, and it's decorated literally top to toe with plants. And a good friend of mine, Mark Grehan, who we'll be talking to later on, standing on the steps of it with an almost Cooper-styled aprons upon him and some of his fellow horts, if I might call them that, on the steps. Why, how, and that's your second garden shop as well, I should add, in one shopping centre. Mildly unusual, but also admirable.
Yes. I met Mark Grehan 5 years ago. In fact, he was taking part in the market on Coppinger Road, just the side of Paris Court. And we got chatting, and we always thought, it would be lovely to have a florist in here. Now, we did have 5 years ago, but at that stage, we had no florist. And it was Mark's suggestion, because obviously the temperament of your flowers and the heat in here, he suggested maybe perhaps the first foyer. We said, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. And then, obviously, the steps. So that's how it all started. And you have the beautiful fireplace. So he really has made the most of what's there. It's very unusual. I mean, Mark got the Irish Times award for the best dressed windows. And interesting, he has only two windows. It's just the outside and then coming in and seeing this absolutely beautiful array and perfumes. And it's lovely. Sometimes I stand out there and I see customers and tourists coming into the centre and they say, oh, wow, isn't this just absolutely beautiful and so unusual.
For those who are not aware, and we will be talking to him later on, Mark was the year behind me in college, and I think he's pretty much done the flowers for almost all of my four sisters that you will hear me mention hit or ditter throughout the show. Good friend and absolute gentleman, and it's another reason why one should come to the Powers Court Townhouse Centre. It's unbelievable. I actually don't know any other inverted commas supermarket with such style, number one, but number two, with two shops that sell plants within here. It's such a wonderful place to be. I should also say a little note of thanks to Ronan Ryan, who has come into us from Counterculture just now with coffees. Ronan, how are you?
Very good, yourself?
Fantastic. We've got roped into, I say roped, we kind of self-volunteer. We didn't say no was the answer to
that's,
it.
That's good.
To getting involved with Bloom Fringe. Neither did Mary, and equally you have You've put yourself forward to have an involvement in.
A very small contribution from us, but it's significant nonetheless for you guys. I say you're flagging at this stage.
You know, we are indeed, and I think for those of you who know me very well, I think my Twitter bio notes amongst the many horticultural things that a coffee lover and eternally happy, I should note they go in the right order, which is number one, eternally happy so long as I have coffee and horticulture. So from this horticultural head to the counterculture horticultural heads, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Pleasure. Come see us, Danny, if you're hungry afterwards, come up and see us.
Oh, we will indeed. Yeah. We will indeed. We were getting the lovely photographs from up above coming down here. And equally, we'll be taken from this way going back up.
So good healthy lunch if you wanted. Come up, see us afterwards.
Thank you so much, Ronan.
Thanks very much.
Genuine pleasure. For those of you who don't know where Ronan is, and he's getting a secret quiet round of applause up there, if you stand at the French Connection shop and you look directly up through the main stairs, he is literally the creme de la creme of seating. As one lady to my left walks out of Pizzazz hairdressing salon with the curlers still in her hair, I don't know who she's pointing at. It's not me. I guess I am not that popular. I should ask to go back to it. Where am I going to? Mary. We've got this Bloom Fringe happening around the city. It is your city. It's my city. Essentially, to break this down, Bobby Brown, as I like to say, you've got a business to run. This is something that costs money. There are PA systems that had to be hired. There are plants outside the front door. Somebody has to pay for them. You're doing it. And I guess the question, some might see it in a sense, if you don't mind me saying this, as an overhead, and you seem to have embraced it entirely. Why, can I ask?
Well, we think it's very part of the ethos of the centre. We need everything now in shopping. You need something different when you come in. So for people just to come in today and see, my goodness, look at the flowers, look at the wheelbarrows outside. This is different. This is, you know, so we think it's very well worth it. Well worth it to embrace all, you know, flowers, the fashion. For example, we do the same with fashion. We bring in young fashion designers, say from the loft market, and they in turn will develop their own shop. So we embrace, this is what the centre is about.
Do you think on an afternoon like we have today where the sun is splitting the skies and you walk around Dublin City Centre, do you think, you know, with all of the businesses having got involved and put up the little bit of bunting, and it's not so much Party Central St. Patrick's Day, it's very far removed from that, but it's as I described it earlier on, it's like a horticultural St. Patrick's Day in a horticultural, almost classic, very refined sense. Is that a fair way to describe it? And how I guess, much more beautiful is our city because of all the other businesses getting involved and what the girls at Bloom Fringe have done?
Yes, I agree. And it's lovely to look out at South William Street and Drury Street and all these. We are part of the creative quarter. So it's lovely to see all our big house here and all the smaller businesses around embracing this. And then, as you say, coming up the steps here and seeing the flowers and the wheelbarrows, just simple things, but they do make a difference.
They make a huge difference indeed. I should ask also, Maureen, can I ask you, if I was to buy one bonsai for the love of my life, a timeless present, because obviously the ladies in my life already have too many diamonds and jewellery and all of those things that you can also buy here alongside wedding dresses, what would you recommend and how much would it cost me?
Well, I think there are some beautiful indoor bonsais that would be around the 100 euro, and they would be about 20 years old, and they have beautiful oriental shapes with that lovely twist.
Excellent. Wow. Okay, listen, we can't put that picture into audio, but what we can do is we'll try and get some photographs and we'll throw them up on our website. If you're stuck at Sideshow on Twitter, we'll pass you on to Maureen or Anne Mary. In the meantime, ladies, thank you so much. It's been a real genuine pleasure. And thank you, Mary, for having us here today.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Okay, with thanks to our radio show sponsors, Green Sacks Compostable Bags for Home and Garden, to the Powers Court Townhouse Centre, and Katrina Redmond, our executive show producer today, Brian Green, Luke Donegan, Stuart and Sean from Two Spots for transportation and coffee and purposes this morning, and also to our good friends up at Counterculture who've been providing us with coffee and water today. Thank you so much, gentlemen. A real pleasure. All of the details, sideshow.com, at sideshow on Twitter, or facebook.com/thesideshow.